Good morning. Thank you, Brandon, for those songs, especially just kind of jumping in at the last minute with Kurt being sick. We have a number of visitors with us today. We are very glad to have you. I know June is happy to see the visitors today. If there's anything we can do for you, please don't hesitate to get with one of us. We'd like to, if you need a ride back to where you're staying or whatever, we'd like to help you however we can. Want to welcome the people that are watching us online. I know Mark and Jan Lunsford are. They're probably eating lunch right now. They always tell us they go to their worship and then come home, eat lunch, and watch us and share the fellowship with us. So hi to Mark and Jan. Couple of prayer requests that we need to, first of all, a couple of announcements, and we'll do the prayer request. I want to remind everybody that Oakey Boulevard Church of Christ is hosting a gospel meeting starting this Wednesday. It'll be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and they'll end up Sunday. Want to remind you of that. Me personally, I'd rather you show up Wednesday to Bible class here, but definitely Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then coming up in just a few more weeks, we're having a gospel meeting. Stephen Kuro, who has been here before, is going to be here. So mark that on your calendars. It's in the bulletin. We need to remember a few in our prayers. One would continue to ask you to keep our son Bobby in your prayers. Also, his wife and their son are starting to be a little curious about religion. And so, baby steps. We need to remember Dan and Melaine. Terry, they are out sick. They have bad colds. Kurt, as Brandon mentioned, is sick at home today. And we have a message from Tim. Tim is asking for prayers regarding his health. He has been having some heart palpitations. He's wearing one of those 30-day monitors. I'm working with a cardiologist for that. He's way too young to be having heart problems. So hopefully they will get that squared away and figured out what's causing that. So we'll definitely remember Tim and Brittany in our prayers as he's going through that. Frank and Armita are going to be going out of town this week. We need to remember them in prayers. Nice to see Dick and Peggy back. They've just done their round the country tour again, going to Nebraska and Texas and all the way back. So glad to have them back. Let's go to God in prayer before we get into our lesson. Dear God, we humbly come to you, thanking you, first of all, for all the blessings that you give us, not only the physical blessings, but especially the spiritual blessings. We thank you for your love, sending your son to die for us. We thank you for the opportunity of salvation. We thank you for the avenue of prayer. Dear God, we come to you on behalf of a few right now. We ask that you be with those who are traveling. We ask that you be with Frank and Armita as they will be traveling soon. We hope their trip is successful and that they will get back to us safely. Dear God, we come to you on behalf of our son Bobby, who has been having some health issues lately. We ask that you be with him, strengthen him, and more than that, dear God, we ask that we can be a good example for him and his family spiritually. Let us all be good examples. Let our light shine to people. Every one of us knows people that we want them to be saved. Dear God, we ask that you be with Kurt while he's homesick today. And dear God, we ask that you be with Tim as the doctors are working to figure out what's causing his heart palpitations. We know many things can cause that. Our desire is that it will be something very simple, and the remedy will be simple. Dear God, we ask that you be with him, strengthen him, encourage him. Be with us the rest of this worship to you. We hope everything we have and will do is in accordance to your word and pleasing to you. We pray through your son, Jesus. Amen. If you want to read along, the verses will be up on the screen, but we're going to be looking at Genesis, the first chapter. This is the very start of the Bible. It's a very important chapter. 20-25 minutes does not do it justice, but I would like for us to take a look at it. In a few weeks, over at Bright Angel, they are having a gospel meeting based around the topic of creation. And Eric Lyons, who is associated with Bear Valley School of Preaching, is conducting that. And if you've ever seen any of his videos online, he does a wonderful job of many aspects of creation, and looking forward to going over there to that meeting here in a few weeks over at Bright Angel. But Genesis 1 sets the tone for the Bible, sets the tone for the whole Bible. There are people that profess to be Christians that I've heard come out of their mouth that Genesis 1 is just a story. Kind of on the same equivalent as a myth. If we can't believe the opening of the Bible, we're wasting our time. We might as well pack up and plan something else on a Sunday. Because if Genesis 1 is not God's word and is not correct, how can we trust anything else in the Bible? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Not only the opening chapter, the opening verse sets the tone for the whole Bible. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the late 1800s, back when Dick was just a little boy, there was a sign. It took him a while. Finally caught it. There was a scientist named Herbert Spencer, scientist, philosopher, and he was praised, you know, from one end to the other. He came up that universally there are five aspects, I guess, of life. There's time, there's force, action, space, and matter. Scientists from one end of the earth to the other, patting him on the back, praising him. Wow, you're brilliant coming up with this. Time beginning. The force was God. The action created. Space, heavens. Matter, earth. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I think somebody beat Mr. Spencer to the punch on that one. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. God was there. Then God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. I want to pause there for just a moment. God spoke the world into existence. The Word of God, as it said, was by inspiration. God spoke the world into existence. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Duh. God said it, and so it was going to be so. And God saw the light, and it was good. Another no-brainer. God did it, and it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Not the first era of time. Not the first eons of 5 million years. It was the first day. Then God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." Thus God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. And it was so. Why? Because God said it. And God called the firmament heaven, so the evening and the morning were the second day. Then God said, "Let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters he called seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, the herb that yields seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and morning were the third day. This concept, according to its kind. We're not seeing evolving plants. God created the plants according to its kind, and they will reproduce from those seeds according to its kind. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament and the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth." And it was so. God created time as we know it. Time as God knows is one thing. Time as we know, days, months, years, seasons. God created that. Then God made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Then God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth and to rule over the day and over the night and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. So the evening and the morning were the fourth day. The fourth day. Not 15 billion years, the fourth day. Then God said, let the waters abound with an abundance of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the face of the firmament of the heavens. So God created great sea creatures and everything that moves, with which the waters abounded according to their kind. And God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters of the sea, and let the birds multiply on the earth. So the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Be fruitful and multiply after your kind. Not evolve, not take 12 million years to go from a fish to a bird. God created fish. God created birds. Then God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature according to its kind. Cattle and creeping thing and beast of the earth, each according to its kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth according to its kind, and everything that creeps on the earth according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, let us make man in our image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. Man was created in the image of God. Spiritually, God is not a short, bald, overweight. That's every one of us are different. But we were created in the image of God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We are spiritual beings in an earthly body. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. God created them male and female. Male and female. Anything else, man has created. God created them male and female. Then God blessed them. And God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth. And God said, see, I have given you every herb that yields seed, which is on the face of all the earth, and every tree whose fruit yields seed. To you it shall be for food. Also to every beast of the earth, to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth in which there is life. I have given every green herb for food, and it was so. Everything God said came about. God said, and it was so. Then God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. So the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Not 26 billion years, the sixth day. This chapter starts out the Bible. If we can't believe this, we might as well, it's not a roulette wheel that maybe we can believe this and can't believe that, but we can believe this, but not this chapter. We're all in on this, but this is sketchy. I'm looking forward, and I would encourage you in a couple of weeks at Bright Angel, Eric Lyons from Bear Valley School of Preaching is going to be doing a series on creation. And I think it would behoove us to go there. If you haven't, his videos are available online, and you can watch him speak on a variety of topics. The lesson is yours. Kind of a different kind of lesson. We read through the Word of God, one chapter, but it says a lot. It says more than we had time to discuss today. That sets out the pattern for the Bible. God said, and it was so. If we can help you in any way, if you need to repent of sin, if you need to put your Lord on in baptism, if you'd like to identify with working and worshiping here at South Valley, if you need prayers, we would love to pray with and for you. Whatever your need, please come forward, let your needs be known, while Brandon leads us in the invitation song. Let's stand and sing.